So, in usual times, if we indeed are living on the level of the peel of the husk and ignoring the fruit, or just once in a while perhaps peeking beneath the surface, then life can be quite superficial, quite temporary, and maybe you can get away with it for a while. But then things happen in life. We have experiences. Maybe very beautiful, powerful experiences, a magical moment of falling in love, of having a child, other special events in our lives, milestones, or, God forbid, sometimes a negative, a trauma, a loss, a death, a global disruption in the form of a pandemic and all its implications. What happens? The surface gets cracked. The facade is cracked. We could see it as a very disturbing thing, or we can see it as allowing new light to emerge. Now you can see the fruit for the first time, at least in a sustainable way, and experience it as such. Taste of the fruit and realize that the outer life, as important as it may be, is only a husk, is only a surface. So the crack in the facade is actually a great blessing. It allows a new birthing to take place. This has so many different far-reaching implications in our own growth, in our personal development, in our relationships, even in our work, in our creativity. Because it opens up new potentials that we would not access on our own. That's what cracks do. So in addition to what we've spoken about, how every descent leads to an ascent, and that setbacks are ways to propel us forward to new revelations and new epiphanies, the crack is actually, in itself, opens up a new reality. So though we are sensitive to the pain involved, to the loss, to the change of atmosphere, to the climate change, so to speak, because you're moving into a new area, to a new paradigm, but at the same time we need to embrace it because it's leading us to greatness.